AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. More optimistic talk over efforts to end Russia's war in Ukraine. Sagar Magani reports the latest comes from Ukraine's president.
As work continues on revising a Trump administration peace proposal that was seen as tilted in Russia's favor, Vladimir Zelensky says the plan now looks better. He was in Paris, where French President Emmanuel Macron says this could be a turning point. At the White House,
we do feel quite good.
Spokeswoman Caroline Levitt notes Trump envoy Steve Witkoff will meet tomorrow with Vladimir Putin in Moscow. The U.S.-Russia part of it worries European Union foreign policy chief Kaya Kallas.
The pressure will be put on the victim.
And says forcing Ukraine to give up land to its invader would send a bad signal.
That whoever has the power gets to take what they want.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House says it was a Navy admiral who in September ordered a second deadly strike on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean and insists it was a lawful order, members of Congress raising questions. Annette Donahue reports air travelers without a real ID will face a $45 fee starting in February.
Real ID has been required since May, but passengers without it have been allowed to clear security with extra screening. According to the Department of Homeland Security, 94% of passengers already have real ID. The $45 fee is meant to get those 6% without it to get it. Real ID is designed to meet enhanced requirements mandated in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. It shows up on IDs as a white star in a yellow circle. TSA officials say paying the fee does not guarantee verification, and travelers with identities that cannot be verified may be turned away. If approved, the verification covers a 10-day travel period. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Stocks closed lower to start the week. This is AP News. More violence in Haiti. Lisa Dwyer has the latest.
Hundreds of protesters seized the offices of City Hall to demand protection from increasing gang violence. Haiti's central region was attacked by some of Haiti's cruelest gangs over the weekend, killing men, women, and children, forcing survivors to flee into the darkness. Police made emergency calls for backup, but the bulk of Haiti's police force and the UN-backed Kenyan force are in Port-au-Prince, almost 2.5 hours away, and which itself is largely held by gangs. One survivor, Renee Charles, says, "Give me the guns, I'm going to fight the gangs. We've got to stand up and fight." Activists say they alerted authorities before the attack, but to no avail, and are urging survivors sleeping on the streets to sleep in government buildings for safety. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.